What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
They actually got married in real life. Kit Harington and Rose Leslie.
So she doesn't like makeup, huh?
No, she's not a fan.
Okay.
Lovely lady, though.
She should maybe become a fan.
She's a wildling on the show.
I'm sorry. Did I say that? I didn't mean
she
to say that.
Become what?
Oh, man.
And look at your guy, Peter Dinklage. He's there in a full suit, looking good. Looking good at the wedding.
Like
not
yard.
So fast, Bridget. Not so fast.
It looks like the yard guy.
The yard guy?
Oh, yard guy. Ring bearer.
Stop it. We're going to get in trouble this morning.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 1049 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Who says July is the slow time? We've got major news stories across the board, including a monster trade that has just been consummated by the San Antonio Spurs. Get you details on that. Also, the Green Bay Packers financials that were disclosed show the NFL's demise is being greatly exaggerated. They're doing pretty well. Plus, NFL training camps are open. You know, the Baltimore Ravens open camp today. They're playing in the Hall of Fame game against the Bears. Ravens begin camp today. The rookies have been in camp for a week.
Yeah, is LeSean McCoy going to go to camp next week?
We'll see. We'll see. That's out there. Also, Big 12 football media days in our rearview mirror. We'll talk to Brian Davis of the Austin American Statesman coming up in this segment. He is hookem.com as well. He was there for the 2 days as we were. Get his thoughts on what he heard, what he saw, what Tom Herman had to say yesterday. But let's start with the news of the morning on a Wednesday, including this breaking news out of San Antonio. We told you at 6 o'clock in our headlines that there was a deal imminent. It does appear that the deal is now done, so let's get you the details. Top Gun, Lawn and Equipment Rentals, bring you the headlines, always from the Ticket City Update Desk. According to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, the San Antonio Spurs have agreed to trade Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to Toronto for DeMar DeRozan, 7-foot center, Jakob Poeltl, and a protected 2019 first-round pick, league sources told Woj. So this deal is in the works. So Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard to Toronto for DeMar DeRozan, the 7-footer, and a protected 2019 first-round pick. We'll get you details and talk about it coming up. Baseball last night, quite a night in our nation's capital. A power-packed 89th Major League Baseball All-Star game. How about 10 home runs flying out of Nationals Park? The previous record was 6. Plenty of late dramatics. This game was 2-2 into the 7th inning, but all those runs came on solo home runs. Aaron Judge of the Yankees belted one in the 1st inning. Mike Trout drilled a solo homer in the 2nd. How good is he? National League responded with home runs from Wilson Contreras of the Cubs in the 3rd, and then Christian Yelich of the Brewers tied it in the 7th with a solo poke off of Houston's Charlie Morton. Top of the 8th we go. Seattle's Gene Segura ripped a 3-run homer to give the American League a 5-2 lead. But in the bottom of the 9th, Scooter Jeanette of the Reds tied it at 5 with a 2-run bomb. Top of the 10th it went. Houston third baseman, the all-star for the first time, Alex Bregman, leading off the top of the 10th.
Here's Bregman into left center field. Back at the wall. 6-5.
There it was, leading off, first pitch he saw from Ross Stripling, high fastball, deposited it for the to break the tie. His teammate George Springer was up next, and he jumped on the first pitch as well.
Here's Springer into right center field at the wall. That is gone. 7-5 AL. And a couple of Houston Astros go back-to-back in the 10th.
Yeah, a couple home runs added beyond that. And 8-6 the final. American League wins it. They've won 6 straight All-Star games. By the way, with his home run in the 10th there, Bregman earned the game's MVP award. Got a free car. Chose the Camaro. He's going to give it to his mom. By the way, looking more and more like Baltimore All-Star Manny Machado will be traded to the Dodgers. Could happen today. Multiple reports during last night's game that deal is about to be finalized. And the 2018 British Open, also known as the Open Championship for some, gets underway tomorrow in Scotland, the venerable Carnoustie Championship course. With the first group teeing off just past midnight, Dustin Johnson, currently the odds favorite in the British parlors. He's number one in the world. Of course, Jordan Spieth, the defending champ, and of course, Bucky Godbolt has picked Tiger Woods to win this event. And that's the news.
Horn headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. Get a free steel or Husqvarna weed eater with every riding mower purchase through the end of July at Top Gun Equipment. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
All right, so the San Antonio Spurs apparently have pulled the deal. So it's Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard for DeMar DeRozan, and Jakob Poeltl is a 7-foot center who was the 9th pick in the draft just 2 drafts ago. I mean, this is a piece. This is a 7-footer. They can move LaMarcus Aldridge back to the 4 where he wants to be. This is a developmental center, but this is a guy who was an All-American out of Utah. If you remember him playing for the Utes, he can shoot it. He's a skilled big. He, according to this, was the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Pete Newell Big Man Award winner as the top collegiate center and low-post player coming out of college, and he was drafted in the top 10. So you get DeMar DeRozan and a 7-footer to replace Kawhi Leonard, and you get a protected 2019 first-round pick.
Yeah, I like
pick.
That one.
Those are 3 assets for a 1-year player. Now, Danny Green's another piece that you give up. But I got to say A-plus for the Spurs. BK, am I wrong on this? This is an A-plus. I mean, you talk about picking lemons and making lemonade. The Spurs were in a bad spot and end up with a pretty damn good roster.
Yeah, absolutely. And Danny Green is also a free agent after this next year. So the Spurs kind of move on from a couple of what were expiring contracts, and you get a perennial all-star, a guy 2 years ago averaged 27 points a game, and DeMar DeRozan, one of the best scorers in the league, who's still in his 20s. Jakob Poeltl, as you mentioned, a former top 10 pick. He had a pretty solid second year in the NBA last year, and you know how Greg Popovich works his magic with the foreigners. That dude's got a lot of potential. He's a big man, and he can be a good bench piece this year and perhaps a starter moving forward. And yeah, another first-round pick, and it's protected 1-20. So it's not going to be an elite level pick, but whenever the San Antonio Spurs draft, they tend to find diamonds wherever they're picking. So, yeah, I mean, this is absolutely the best San Antonio could have done. I can't believe they got anything close to this, if we're being completely honest.
Yeah, I'm stunned that the Spurs pulled this off, and you flip it around and you're asking the question, what are the Raptors doing? You know, you could argue that trading the max contract of DeRozan and getting Danny Green's expiring contract, you're acquiring 2 expiring contracts, essentially. Meaning next summer, you're a player on the free agent market. But this just doesn't make sense unless, and as someone pointed out in the text line, collective bargaining agreement, they can't, by rule, trade Kawhi Leonard now until at least December.
They got to wait until Christmas.
Yeah, it's a 6-month window then. You can't just take a guy and then trade a guy. You got to hold on to him. But that makes sense to me, too, that you know, you get into the season, Kawhi's got to show people that he is healthy and that quad is not still a problem and a factor, that he's on the floor. He's back to being a top 3 to 5 player in the league. If he is, you know, then you have to make that decision as an organization. Do you, and I say that because they're in Canada, they can ride it all the way to see what happens in the East, or come trade deadline time, January, February next year, you could ship Kawhi Leonard to the LA Lakers.
Good 2-way deal for them, too.
But you wonder at that point, because look, I'm just trying to play the chess pieces. If the Lakers get this thing going and LeBron is helping them, but they're a piece away, it would be silly for, because people are going to say, well, why don't you just wait for Kawhi till the summer? Don't give up anything now to Toronto to get him. Just wait till July. But if you've got a team that, if you know, you can give up the right package to Toronto to get Kawhi, now all of a sudden you're maybe making a run at Golden State in year 1, or to your point, as Magic Johnson has said, it's a 2-year plan, so let's just wait till July this thing plays out. But at the end of the day, we're in Austin, Texas, you know, an hour from San Antonio. Spurs come out smelling like this is smelling like roses.
Yeah, and now officially the San Antonio Spurs fans are on the clock for hating Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, man, the Boo Patrol
to the
will be
utmost
out.
Now.
Send him north. I mean, I was reading this morning that the tax implications for Kawhi now, when he goes to Canada where they have a pretty high income tax, where they don't have one in the state of Texas, that could be a $2 million hit for him on the tax dole for next year just in Toronto. But either way, this thing clearly was not about money.
He's getting to L.A. where he's going to make up all the money that he doesn't get in the max deal. He wants to be a star in Los Angeles. That's where he's from.
Yeah, so either the Raptors are planning for the future, and the ownership group said, look, this max contract for DeMar DeRozan was a bad idea, and we went out from under it.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't do anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess. But you also now have the Kawhi chip you can play next February. And look, if you're rebuilding, that's your plan. You have the expiring Danny Green contract, and if you could trade Kawhi next February or January to the Lakers for Kuzma and Lonzo, because Lonzo Ball's not going to be playing. LeBron James plays his position. LeBron's the point guard. He's going to be the guy with the ball in his hands. I don't know. We'll follow it. But for the Spurs, then you start looking the next year. Now you start thinking about, okay, now what?
How do we do this? We got an all-star. Yeah, another all-star.
27 a night. You know, we need to work with him come postseason time to help him and put him in position to be better come big game time. And we also got this developmental center who looks just like a Spurs. I mean, this is what the Spurs do, right? 7 foot, 250 pounds, skilled player, can face the basket, can bang and rebound.
Son of a coach.
I don't know if he's a, he's Austrian. He's from Vienna.
Because he's white, you know. It's a,
no.
Shoots good free throws.
No, so you can't say that because they've had Tim Duncan from Jamaica and they've had David Robinson. So that's not what I'm saying.
Those guys weren't sons of coaches, though.
Well, I mean, one of the issues they've had in San Antonio is who's the guy? Who's the big man they had that they lost that was playing the five?
The redhead dude?
No.
Oban? Not the Red Rocket.
Who?
Oban, a huge 7'3" guy.
No, there was no Baines? Not this year. I'm talking about a couple years ago.
Aaron Baines.
Well, the guy that was you. Somebody will text because LaMarcus does not want to play the post, right? He doesn't want to be in the
no.
middle. But they was leaving it when Tim Duncan left. That's where LaMarcus was going to be, right? And because in Tim Duncan's last couple years, he was playing the five, and LaMarcus was playing the four. And then, you know, this would allow if Pirtle can develop, that allows him to play the five and Tim Duncan to play the four. And there's got DeMar DeRozan playing, you know, small forward or shooting guard. DeJounte Murray is your point, who's emerging as a really nice young player. No, this is a good run. They re-signed Marco Bellinelli, remember, in free agency, who's a nice piece whether he starts or comes off the bench. You wonder if Manu comes back for another run. Tony Parker's already been sent out.
Good. They'll be in fourth place in the West.
Oh, look, we're all playing for – we get this. This is Golden State's world, and we all live in it. Let's just start with that.
We're playing for fourth.
Everyone's playing to be as good as they can be, but not win the championship.
Yeah, I mean, the Spurs are in that second tier in the West, I would say.
No doubt.
If the Rockets get – Clint Capella back and everything, they might be kind of a second tier by themselves, a step ahead of the Lakers and the Spurs. But if not, you know, that's kind of the second group right there after Golden State. It's San Antonio, it's Houston, and it's the Lakers with LeBron James. So we'll see. I mean, barring injuries, obviously, we all expect Golden State to win it all. But the Spurs definitely better than they were last year.
Look for the snake to still be a part of this in Boston. Snake Ainge.
Durant? No, the snake is Durant. Ainge ain't the snake.
You've given him that. He's a cupcake and a snake all at the same time.
The internet gave him that. I can't control the internet. That's their bit.
All right, so there you go. This says, E, please stop calling it the British Open. It's a contractual agreement that the PGA made with NBC years ago. It's now officially called the Open.
We're going to say the British Open forever now.
Get out of my lawn.
It's like someone saying that, quit saying Kawhi wants to go to Los Angeles. He doesn't want to play with LeBron. Oh, really?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
And LeBron wants him to play with him, too.
Well, yes.
Dan Jenkins, by the way, the great golf writer, he won't call it anything but the British Open. So I'm going to be like Dan Jenkins. If Dan Jenkins is going to continue to call it the British Open because he's covered it for 50-plus years or 45 championships, I'm going to call it the British Open,
British
too.
Open all the way.
Guess what? They don't have a contract with me. They may have a contract with NBC.
But not up in here. That's right.
It's the British Open.
It's the British Open. Yeah, I'm going to get up at 3 o'clock to see it. I'll call it
whatever
I want.
And I'll be watching every minute that I can. But I'm calling it the British Open from here on out.
Tiger Woods, y'all. 4:20 tomorrow morning. And once I get my picks in with Rosie on a different level, Tiger, Dustin, I'm good. I got to pick like 9, don't I?
4:20?
I'm winning this thing. I'm winning this British Open.
Well, we got to get our picks in. We got to do that. We got to do that here coming up. Tiago Splitter. There you go. Thank you for the text. That's who I was thinking
of. Splitter.
Splitter was a good player. And, you know, he wasn't an all-star by any stretch, but he was a skilled big who could rebound and bang people around and keep people off of, LaMarcus. And that's what I would see the role of Pirtle being is, rebound, block some shots, be a skilled guy that can knock down a shot, face up, and make some plays. And that helps LaMarcus Aldridge right there to have another big guy down low because there was a big hole there for the Spurs this past year. But that deal goes down. Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard to Toronto, north of the border for Jakob Poeltl, DeMar DeRozan, and a protected 2019 first-round pick. It'll be 21 or beyond.
We hate Kawhi.
We hate.
Yeah, because I'm a Spurs guy now, so I'm in there with him now.
What do you mean? Whoa. Back
up
the
tape. Oh, yeah, baby.
You're a Spurs guy
now.
I'm
with him on that. That guy's no good. He's crummy.
Garbage.
He's
I don't think
no
the Spurs
good.
Are going to take you.
They're not going to take me in on this.
You've hated them for decades.
Why can't I hate along with them now? Now we have an opportunity to join forces and hate Kawhi Leonard together. in Toronto. Cross the border. Yeah. This is great. This is great for me.
Hey, the East is, I'll say this. I'm puzzled, beyond puzzled at what Toronto's doing, giving up some really good assets to get a one-year player, unless they think they can woo Kawhi, I don't know, or they're just building for the future, or they're going to ship Kawhi out at some point. But it does make the East more interesting, to BK's point in questioning hot or not, because now you have Toronto with essentially the same roster that won 60 games last year and was a top seed, adding Kawhi and Danny Green to go up against Boston, and because everybody's playing for second, keep in mind. We're all going for second place.
That pouting baby is not going to play for them. They got to wait till December to ship that dude out. He is going to be like, oh,
he's
my leg
hurts.
He's
going to show up in a full body cast.
Oh, my knee.
Just re-aggravated it.
Oh, my back. Oh, there goes his back again. I mean, he's going to have all kinds of injuries.
And everybody that was rooting for the doom and demise of the Spurs are kind of like, oh, man. Damn it.
Well, come here, break. They're still going to suck. You all need to understand that, Spurs fan.
Spurs will not
suck. You're still going to suck. That's just the way life goes.
No, even with Kawhi, they will suck without him.
Do you think you're better off without Kawhi Leonard, Spurs fans? I don't think so.
We'll see where this roster gets, but I think they will have a chance to be top four in the West. Top four in the West. Because Houston's roster is depleted. Carmelo Anthony is
the
not.
Spurs still will be, the Spurs still get beat by Houston. They'll still be good enough to beat them.
I don't know. We'll
just
see.
In case you thought I was really with you, Spurs fan, without Kawhi Leonard, you just became nobody again. Have the guy DeRozan who, when the playoffs come, will disappear on you. Great contract you got. At least you got something. You did get something out of that deal. But Kawhi's now gone, and for the Spurs, you're now in fourth place. Oh, man, what a great day for me. What a great day in America.
Great.
Let's make America
great.
So I'm
watching from the Twitter account of The Open, which would be the British Open.
Yes.
They're doing some flyovers of these holes. These are the brownest fairways I've ever seen.
It's Blue Bonnet.
Yes. It's like they're playing on cornflakes or something. Like they poured a whole box of cornflakes out on the fairway. That's what
they're playing. If you get in those traps, though, those things are murder.
Well, and nothing's going to stop the roll.
It's going to roll right to the trap.
It's like rolling down 360. Look how brown that is.
Even you, BK, can get some roll out of this.
I need to get over there and play some Scottish golf.
Yeah, you hit the pop-ups, though.
I need to get out there and play some Scottish golf. I need to do that one of these days in my life. That's a bucket list.
My God. DeRozan just became the Spurs savior now. Isn't that great?
I don't know about that. I mean, he's an all-star, though. I mean, it's the best they could have done. Mavs better than Spurs next year. No,
yeah.
No.
Not yet.
I mean, Mavs will be fighting to make the playoffs again next year. I think that's fair to say. Houston is regressing. They were the 2 seed last year. They're the second-best team in the West, but they lost Trevor Ariza. Clint Capella is still unsigned. I'm not saying the Rockets aren't going to be good, but as good as last year, I don't know. And the Spurs improve. What were they last year? The 7 seed? I mean, I think they could push for the 4 seed. Golden State's clearly the best. Lakers with LeBron, we'll see what that looks like and what their roster shapes up.
It's a great day for me to pull out my Spurs flags and get them on the car.
You still have those?
I still have those, yes, always.
And now the Spurs have Jakob Poeltl, spelled P-O-L-T-L.
Mike Poeltl?
With an umlaut. Yeah, it sounds like Mike Poeltl, our friend Mike Poeltl, our former engineer, but it's Jakob Poeltl.
What are the two little things over the top of the
umlaut? Is that what it's called, I think?
Umlautens.
By the way, I was looking up, because it's National Caviar Day, in addition to National Hot Dog Day, which that's two ends of the spectrum there. I didn't know this. This is something I've learned today, that the word roe, R-O-E, is the fully ripe internal egg masses in the ovaries of certain marine animals and fish. Did not know that.
It's when they all kind of coagulate together.
Yeah, you got to pull them out of their ovaries. And they're fully ripe.
You can stick your hand inside of a sturgeon's, you know what, and pull those out.
Woohoo!
Or you can milk it. You know what I'm saying there?
So I didn't know that word, roe.
I don't think they actually stick their hands inside of a sturgeon's hoo-hoo. But what they do is they milk the sturgeon.
But doesn't beluga caviar come from a beluga whale? Am I right about this? Or am I making that up?
No, it comes from a sturgeon. It's not the beluga whale. I don't think it comes from...
Sticking their hand in a whale?
Yeah. I don't think they go down there, a diver goes into the whale. No.
All up in there.
Caviar's not that tasty.
It's not?
No, it's not.
When you put it on like a cracker?
On a cracker. Just a, you know.
Is it very salty?
It's just kind of just plain. It's like.
Well, why is it so damn expensive?
It's like eating grits without butter. How's that?
Oh.
Yes. It's like eating little round pieces of grits without butter.
So what's the appeal?
You can say you're European and you're caviar.
Why would you want to do that?
So isn't the Russian caviar the best? Isn't that like where it's most famous? It's the Caspian Sea, which is right there, Russian border.
Look at that thing with that stuff all around it. You want to stick that down your gullet?
Hell no.
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
You'd rather have a hot dog with some relish on it.
Somebody who loves caviar, please let us know what the appeal is, because I've never had it. I'm not judging. I don't judge things I've never tried before.
I'm going to think we don't get any on this, because none of the listeners
are saying
this show
none
like
of our audience like caviar.
No.
What do you mean, more of a hot dog crowd? Is that what you're saying?
More of a duck sausage crowd.
Oh, great.
That's what this crowd is.
Speaking of duck sausage on a Wednesday, we'll have salacious gossip in your blitz for the end of the hour. But Brian Davis of Hook'em.com is going to come up right after the break. We'll talk with him bottom of the hour, and then salacious gossip, and then your blitz. And then on a Wednesday, where's the fun Wednesday? WTF. We'll find it for you, where the hot spots are in Austin, Texas this week and weekend, plus the live music update. And one of Bucky's favorite people will be joining us as well in our 9 o'clock hour. It's B&E on the Horn. B&E with you. It is a Wednesday. Hazy and hot. The Saharan dust is still hanging. I'm dealing with that all month of July. And the temperature's triple digits, with the heat index is much above that. Talking about 107, 108 for the heat indexes. So be advised. We've got plenty out there. Breaking news this morning. Kawhi Leonard is now a Toronto Raptor, along with Danny Green in a blockbuster trade. Spurs getting DeMar DeRozan, the 7-footer Jakob Poeltl back, and a first-round pick in 2019. A lot of layers to that conversation. We will continue it. Also, the baseball news from last night with the Astros ripping a bunch of home runs. 10 home runs last night in the All-Star game. 2 by the Astros back-to-back in the 10th. Astros had only had 2 home runs in their history by Astro players, Craig Biggio and Cesar Cedeno, but they got 2 last night back-to-back on back-to-back pitches in the 10th from Bregman and Springer. And the American League wins the All-Star Game. We also have been all over Big 12 football media days. We were there yesterday and then, of course, on Monday at the Star Complex in Frisco, the Ford Center. They've come and gone. And looking back, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline. He is the terrific writer for the Austin American Statesman, Hook'em.com. Our friend Brian Davis is back in the capital city as well. Brian, how are you?
Morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Fabulous.
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful. How was your couple of days there at the beautiful new Omni Hotel in the Star Complex?
Well, I only wish that we were allowed to step foot in the Omni. That would be fantastic. But the Star is great. I mean, what Jerry has done there is nothing short of phenomenal, if you ask me. And I think it's only probably going to expand over time with businesses and more companies moving there. I mean, that area is probably only just going to get more incredible as time goes on.
Yeah, it's a really nice area.
Let me say, you know, Crystal Conti was on with Trey and BK after we were done yesterday, Brian, and he mentioned that he walked the Star Complex for a couple of hours yesterday morning, and he was, you know, one of his favorite phrases is rip off and replicate, you know, ROR.
Right.
And he said, look, you know, Jerry Jones does it right. And, you know, when Chris is talking about the how you tell the Longhorn football story and Longhorn athletics story, one thing that is prevalent throughout that Star Complex, everywhere you go, is tributes to great Cowboys of the past and little Hall of Fames and little
sidewalk.
Walls of honor. They're everywhere. And it was pretty clear to the conversation he had with our midday show that that's something he's looking at and saying, you know, this is how we should tell our story of Longhorn football. He mentioned that you only get 6 home games a year, and there's 600,000 living alumni who come to these games. We need to be able to tell that story. Pretty clear that Chris was taking some notes.
Absolutely. You know, like I think that walk outside the Star, that is basically the Ring of Honor with the numbers and the lights and all that stuff. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, yes, there's a miniature football field out there for kids to run around on. But it's a lot more than that. And, yeah, rip off and duplicate. That's his thing. And I am fascinated. I have legitimate anticipation for what this Bevo Boulevard is going to look like this year, because I think it's going to be something completely different. And you know, maybe Texas is over promising and maybe they'll under deliver. I don't know, but I really think that's going to radically change the game day environment at Royal Memorial.
Agreed, and we'll be a part of that for sure with our broadcast, which you always join with Bucky and Chad, and our location. And we don't know exactly where yet, but we'll be broadcasting live from Bevo Boulevard as well. Also have our location at Schultz Garden. But, Brian, your overall thoughts from what you heard. We asked a question of our audience today based on what you heard and saw and were able to gain there while in Dallas. Does your opinion change of who you think are the best teams in this conference? I'll ask you that question. Do you think anything's changed your mind of who you think the best teams are, who the favorites should be coming into 2018?
No, not really. I mean, I feel like that the way the preseason poll stacked up going in is how I feel about it coming out. I still have Oklahoma on top. You know, TCU and West Virginia jockeying for that number two spot. And then you have Texas and everyone else. And so, you know, I didn't hear anything out of Texas that makes me change my thoughts on where they are right now. I was really impressed by I did think that the four Longhorns that they had yesterday handled themselves very well. I thought Breckenhager was terrific, and you know, if he has the season he wants to, you know, coupled with his personality, oh my gosh, we might have a, you know, like one of the most memorable Longhorns for life, right? But still, though, you look at what this league has, they're down on star power. I don't know that there's a great team among this group of 10. I'm not convinced that the Big 12 gets in the CFP this year. And so when you take all that into account, is that going to make for a bad football season? You know, probably not. It's still going to be pretty good, but it just may not be great.
Yeah, I think it makes for a very interesting conference play this season with everybody being in a lot of games against each other. Nobody's playing in the championship, I don't think. They're not going to be in the Final Four. Unless TCU finds a way to beat Ohio State or Texas goes, you know, undefeated in its first five or six games. But other than that, I think everybody has a lot of question marks, Brian, and I think that's a good thing for the conference. I really do. This conference can then grow, and teams are good. I don't think they're great, but I think they're pretty good.
No, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that, Buck. I mean, that's the thing about it. You look at Oklahoma. I mean, for Lincoln Riley to sit there and say, well, this could be the best team we've had in the 4 years that I've been there, I mean, to me, that's saying something.
Yeah.
When you look at what they've had in recent years, you know, I think it really speaks a lot about West Virginia that they are unafraid to get out there with a Will Grier Heisman campaign. I mean, that clearly shows that they feel good about things, right? You could tell me – if you didn't tell me a single thing about TCU, I'm going to tell you their defense is probably going to be pretty good. You just because it's Gary Patterson, right? So the league's reputation will kind of carry forth. It's just a matter of, you know, are these teams that can put up 40 a game? Can they stop people? You know, all the usual things.
Brian Davis is with us. Tom Herman, I know you asked him when he was up on the press conference podium about a running game, and it's something we've talked about a lot here. I mean, it's, you know, it's common knowledge in football. You got to run the ball and stop the run to win. But particularly this Texas team, because if they do have, you know, their best weapons are on the outside with their wide receivers offensively, but if they can't run the ball, you know, that makes it easier to defend those guys on the outside. Clearly, they have to be able to run the football and develop a running game around, you know, Sam Ehlinger, Trey Watson, whoever emerges as a running back, and it's got to be an improved offensive front, Brian.
Absolutely. If Sam Ehlinger is the team's leading rusher again this season, I feel very confident that things will have gone horribly wrong, right? What does it say to you that they've got 7 scholarship running backs and we're sitting here today going, I don't really know who the top guy is, right? I mean, to me, that's a problem. That's a very serious problem of roster management. And so, you know, they hope that Keontae Ingram can make an early splash. They hope Trey Watson can really show his experience early on. They hope Tenille can hang on to the football and that Danny can, you know, make some guys miss. But you know, you got to see it. You got to see it in August. And I'm not 100% convinced that the offensive line is there yet. If Calvin Anderson was as good as if he was really good, he'd be in an NFL training camp right now. I mean, there's a reason why he's a grad transfer and still playing in college. So Texas fans should not just assume that, you know, that they're walking in and getting a superstar right tackle. He still has to battle Denzel Okafor for that job. So there's a lot of questions with the line and the running game itself. But like I said, if it comes down to, you know, the quarterback power and quarterback run game to make the ball move on the ground, I think Texas will have serious problems in 2018.
Yeah, but it's a team, Brian, I think it's still going in the right direction because of just what they do in recruiting. I think when Tom Herman puts his mind to it and his staff, what they've done with the secondary guys, I think they're going to start gearing that towards offensively. They're always can continue to get quarterbacks now, which is easier for it. It makes practice, it makes competition a little bit better. But I think they'll do the same thing with running backs. They'll start getting some of the best running backs. I mean, they've got the best in the state right now. My expectation is this kid's going to come in and compete like a maniac because, to me, he doesn't have a bunch of competition anyway. But from this point on,
absolutely,
Tom Herman and his staff are going to start looking at the best running backs in this state should be coming to this school. And guys, just like they do in the secondary, should go, you know what, I can compete with that guy. And every year, and if they don't, they'll be leaving and going to other schools.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, let me be really clear. I'm not down on Texas for 2018 or anything like that. I think they're gonna take a step forward. I really do. It's just that, you know, this is a fan base that expects championship level play,
right?
As it should, and I don't think they're there yet. I think they're probably a year away, and I know fans don't want to hear that, but if they could put together another excellent recruiting class like Tom Herman has done in back-to-back years, this thing could really be something. It's just right now they've still got some glaring deficiencies in some key areas, I think.
Brian Davis is with us, Austin American Statesman, Hook'em.com. What'd you make of Tom's answer on the play-calling question? Who's going to call plays? And he said pretty clearly that's not yet decided. He didn't say it's going to be Tim Beck or it's going to be me. He said it's not yet decided and doesn't need to be decided. What'd you make of that ambiguity?
Ambiguity, that's a good word. With all due respect, I didn't believe any of that. I mean, he has a plan. He knows what he's doing. It's the middle of July. You're going to try to tell me that Tom Herman hasn't given any thought to who's calling plays in 2018? I mean, come on, right? You know, come on. So I think what happens is we go into the year. I think Tim Beck will have the play card, but Herman will have more input and oversight. It wouldn't surprise me if we hear about more situations of Herman going, hey, let's run it here, or let's run it left here, or let's throw it to this guy, or whatever. To me, that's what the head coach should be doing all along, right? But I've said with you guys before, I've written this, I'm just not as worked up about the Tim Beck situation as fans are, because, I mean, you look at what he had last year. It was subpar quarterback play. There was no running game. The offensive line was held together with duct tape at times. I'm not convinced that play calling was the problem or the main culprit last year. And so, you know, maybe it was, and I'm in the minority. I don't know. But I think we'll find out really quick what Herman thinks of Beck and what Herman thinks of his offense fairly quickly against Maryland and Tulsa.
Yeah, and what he thinks of his paycheck at $5 million a year also. I mean,
this is
supposed to be his baby. This is what he's supposed to be about, offensive game planning, game designing, making sure the guys on offense are ready to go. And he's not going to let this thing get too far where he's not involved. He's going to be more involved. There are going to be special plays on special downs, down and distance situations where he's, quite frankly, just going to call the play. He's going to say, this is mine.
Sure, as
I'm
he
calling
should.
It. Yeah.
As he should.
Yeah, a lot of coaches in the Big 12 and all over the country are calling plays.
Absolutely. And that to me is like, it's just hard for me to get worked up about that because that's what the head coach is supposed to be doing.
No question about it. Hey, Brian, we appreciate it, my friend. It's going to be a fun year. We're 45 days out, which means we can count it down with you. And once the season begins, of course, you'll be a feature, and we'll talk to you quite a bit. But good stuff, and glad you're back and back safe, and it was good to see you up in Dallas.
Same to you guys. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, there it is, 45 days out. Brian Davis, Austin American Statesman. Good stuff right there. Yeah, it was interesting for me to hear Chris Del Conte talking about, You know, it doesn't not surprise you. If you walk around the Star Complex, you know, maybe we didn't describe this enough. They're not just the high school stadium and then the field outside and the area around it. Everything there is an ode to the Dallas Cowboys and the history of the Dallas Cowboys. It's
right.
Everywhere. Shrine, I mean, just really, really well done and real classy, real elegant looks. It's real sleek. And and if you know anything about Chris Del Conte, he's an elegant, snazzy dresser,
right?
Snazzy guy. He was very impressed with it.
He would never wear pink shorts.
No, he would not wear pink shorts like you.
Are you sure he wouldn't wear pink shorts?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I also don't think that.
Just want to make sure.
But I also don't think for the first time in a long time, or maybe I've ever seen, that Chris Del Conte was not the best dressed dude in the room yesterday. That probably went to the Baylor kids.
The kids themselves?
Yeah. They were sharp.
You can't
GQ.
Wear that white jacket. You can't wear that dude white jacket.
That dude wore a full white suit.
You can't wear a white suit.
Salacious gossip and your blitz coming back. And all the texture is reminding me that a mammal is a whale, so they don't have any eggs.
They don't have any roe.
There's no roe in a mammal.
Right.
Mammals don't lay eggs?
Yeah, thank you.
How are babies born?
They just shoot right out.
Pelican.
Stork.
Yeah, stork or the pelican.
It's like mama delivers at the house.
Yeah.
So does the whale.
So, yes, whales are mammals. But beluga caviar comes from the
whale coming out of there.
Beluga caviar comes from the beluga sturgeon and the roe of the beluga sturgeon. And someone did say it tastes gross. It's very salty and slithery. We'll come back. Beanie on the horn. Salacious gossip, your blitz loaded up on a Wednesday.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Oh, no games, just gossip. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light. And hope you have a great Bud Light weekend, whatever you're doing this summer. For vacations, downtime, do it with a nice cold Bud Light. We'll be at the Tom Herman meet and greet tonight. We do it each year. We get all our best partners together and station partners and hang out with the coach a little bit. So Chad and Kevin will be down there live tonight from the North End Zone. And we'll be up there, meet and greet, having some fun. That'll be good today.
I've been asking about weightlifting and things today.
He's buff.
He is buff.
He buff.
That mass has turned into buffus.
Hey, so gossip is this, that DeMar DeRozan is now a San Antonio Spurs, but he's none too pleased. Not very happy. He has a pretty rant of an Instagram post, and he's not mad at the Spurs. He's mad at the Raptors. He believes they lied to him. According to a report from an ESPN reporter, DeMar DeRozan, as recently as the Vegas Summer League, in a conversation with Raptor officials, was assured that he wasn't going to be traded. So a week ago, they told him, you won't be traded. Well, today he's traded. Welcome to the league. Now, he's still due $83 million on a three-year contract.
Somebody owes me something.
$83 million the Spurs will now be on the hook for. But DeMar DeRozan to the Spurs, that deal is, by all accounts, done. The Woj bomb this morning that there is a conference call between the two teams set up for later this morning that will iron out the details, and this thing is good to go.
By the way, I'm not down with the direction of the show, The Office, now, okay? You're right. It jumped the shark, and I'm not happy about
it. So give it up now. Now the good ones are over.
What?
Move on.
I know. Can I just see the last one?
You don't have to watch it to the end.
Because I don't want to cry if it's bad at the end.
You know, Jump the Shark came from the Happy Days episode when Fonzie was actually riding a shark. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Surfing on a shark?
Right.
And so people said, well, that show jumped the shark. Once it jumps the shark, get out.
You know, what about
it's
the finale?
Not, it's not
what about
coming.
The finale? Do I not see the finale?
It's not going to get better.
But the finale, you got to see the finale, right, if you've gone this far.
Okay, so fast forward to the finale.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what she said.
Ooh, hey, now, right to it. Hey, it's all over now. Hey, WTF Wednesday's coming up at the top of the hour, including one of Bucky's favorite people, plus Tom Gimbel with the live music update. Right now, let's get you the Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
You guys were unbelievable on the road blitzing. Just to see how this one goes. First blitzer, you're up.
Hi, guys. This is Coach Mike Gundy. And in regard to Kawhi Leonard being sent to Toronto, that ain't true. He's going to China. So get your facts straight.
China.
Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, you ever eat that famous hot dog in Las Vegas called the Home Wrecker?
No, I did not. And I'm not going to. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hola, Bucky, Abalias. Hey, did Tom Herman, can somebody help him with the answer to how many different playmakers and championship-level playmakers the Longhorns have? He had nothing for the reporter yesterday.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, so who's calling the plays now? Is it you or Pam Cummings?
Pam has always called the plays, for show.
Hey.
Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Play caller.
Bucky.
What's up?
Don't you think Devin Duvernay could be like one of the Shipleys this year and help us out?
Could be.
A lot of could-be's on this team.
Could be. He's got all the tools. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Not only are the Baylor guys taking all the coots down in Waco, but they took my blitz yesterday, man.
They did take the blitz from you.
Now,
sorry.
We brought it back in the almost 10, but we did do it. It was all only right. One person, though.
Yeah. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
This is Pam Cummings and Buck. I know you spent all week sniffing Kingsbury. But I remember when you used to spend all week sniffing Pam's berries.
Don't, dude. Stop. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
What's wrong with Major League Baseball these days? Every other guy on the roster last night looked like Run DMC or Mr. T with all them damn chains.
They got some chains, man.
I did like the caps
they
were wearing,
tats,
though. Those caps were cool. Those old throwback cool with the logo, I like those.
Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Boogie B.
What's up?
Hey, can a vegetarian eat animal cookies?
Yes. Yes.
So weird.
Yes, no. They can. It's an interesting thought, though.
Yeah, it is. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hi, guys. This is Coach Mike Gunning again. Everybody's Kawhi Leonard going to play in China. That's not true. He's going to play in Puerto Rico.
No,
he's not playing.
Canada.
No, he's going to Canada. He's not going to Puerto Rico. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
Hey, do you prefer giving or receiving rusty trombones?
Rusty trombone?
I don't know rusty trombone. I don't know who that guy is. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, do you know what I said last time somebody asked me to eat something salty? And
we're going to pass.
No! Shut it down!
I'm like half-checked. Well, that's what they said. Caviar is a little salty. Well, it should be. It comes from the Thespian Sea, right?
I'm going to Caspian.
Okay.
The Thespian Sea.
Coming up, our next, one of our favorite people, Serena Hicks, will be here, and I'm sure she's had caviar before. You know, she lived in New York for 10 years and worked for Donald Trump and a bunch of other famous people. So we'll talk with her. She'll get us her Serena six-pack. We'll also have one of Bucky's favorite people, Pam LeBlanc, from the Austin360.com, Austin American Station. Pam LeBlanc. She's got a story about log rolling.
I damn near rolled a log this morning. Well, I got to ask her about that. Wow.
We're
speaking
12.
Of logs.
We'll be back. Plus Tom Gimbel, of course, with the live music update. More on the Kawhi Leonard trade. The blockbuster looks to be a done deal. It's B&E on the Horn.